Recorded Books and RB Digital present Knit to Kill by Anne Canadeo. Narrated by Elisa Bresnahan. From a New England proverb. A crooked stick will cast a crooked shadow. Chapter 1. Your last weekend as a free woman, Lucy. How do you feel? Phoebe stood behind the counter of the Black Sheep knitting shop. She stared up at Lucy, her dark eyes shining. Maybe you should make a bucket list. Lucy laughed. Seriously? A bucket list? Maggie shook her head. For goodness sakes, Phoebe. She's walking down the aisle with the man she adores, not marching to the gallows. Sorry. I didn't mean that marrying Matt is some horrible fate, but it is sort of final. Till death do you part, and all that. Aren't there a few wild and crazy things you want to do this weekend that you can't do after you're married? Lucy had never considered their pre-wedding girls' getaway from a wild and crazy angle, and didn't know how to answer Maggie's 20-something assistant. As usual, Maggie did. What exactly are you thinking, Phoebe? Are we about to film Knitting Group Gone Wild? That could be an interesting project, Phoebe mused, but not very likely with this group. Thank goodness, Lucy replied. But I do know what you mean. It is my last weekend of singlehood, and the big day is near. But I don't have anything wilder or crazier in mind than a long bike ride around the island and a few of Suzanne's crazy cocktails. That's what you say now. Think about it. Phoebe's tone was quite knowing for her tender age. We've hit the 10-day countdown, in case you didn't notice. 10, 9, 8. Phoebe, please. Maggie interrupted again. Let's not make the poor bride any more anxious than she already is. I'm not anxious, not one bit. Not about marrying Matt. Though throwing a big party like this is a bit daunting, Lucy admitted. Of course it is. If there's anything we can do to help, please let us know. Let's talk it over this weekend while we're all relaxing. Did you pack the bridal book we gave you? Maggie looked up from the carton of yarn she was packing. I did. Something like that. Her friends had thoughtfully given her a bridal book with a white satin cover and pages for to-do lists and reminders. But Lucy preferred yellow legal pads and a bulging, messy folder. It got the job done. Despite Phoebe's concern, she definitely didn't have cold feet. Not even a cold toe. She and Matt had been living together for over 2 years, and she had no qualms about joining her life and fate with his. He was definitely the one. She doubted married life would be much different for them than their life was now. But Phoebe was right. It was a big step. A till death do you part deal. Or it should be. She and Matt had both been down this path before, and they knew that married life wasn't always easy. But she felt sure this time would be the charm for both of them. Maggie glanced at Phoebe. Suzanne will be here any minute. Why don't we straighten up the shop? I don't want to come back to a mess on Monday. And you are the newly crowned assistant manager. That I am. Phoebe snapped her computer shut and set to work. Phoebe's title had recently been bumped up, along with a generous bump in salary. Maggie had also given her a cozy niche to display her original and uniquely designed knitwear. The promotion and perks were well-deserved, but Maggie had her own agenda. Phoebe had graduated about a month ago, and Maggie didn't want to lose her. Armed with a degree in fine art and design, Phoebe had already launched her own business, selling her original creations. Socks, bathing suits, hats, headbands, and other hip-looking apparel, online, at street fairs, and at the farmer's market held on the village green every weekend. She'd even had some patterns published in knitting magazines. But she was also Maggie's
Sample complete. Ready to continue?